we've just been trying to put right what's just slightly missing at this moment in time. Last week, we worked hard on the training pitch. They had a weekend off and been preparing for a new batch of games now, coming with Cardiff at the weekend and on two away trips to Charlton and Brighton, and the games come thick and fast. But keep reiterating to the players how positive we have to be and how we are, because we're not a million miles away from and being a good team and getting up that table, because we always knew it was going to be difficult. But we were, over the last couple of weeks, not taking our chances and then making silly mistakes that have been punished by players in this division that will do that week in and week out. So eradicate the mistakes, be a bit more ruthless in the final third, then we're going to go in the right direction, because we've got a good, honest bunch of players who are working hard, trying to improve day in, day out. And I'm sure a couple of victories for us will just give us a little bit more of a springboard to crack on for the rest of the year.
It appears that the owner's got his chequebook with him today. Are you going to be trying to find it?
Look, he's been very supportive all since I've been at the football club, and it's only 10 days ago or so that we didn't think we were going to need any more players. Went and got Paddy McCarthy, and that obviously stretched into the budget. But he backed us to grind, do that. Unfortunately for Paddy, did his knee on that particular day. But he's been very supportive on the football front, so we'll keep plugging away for him and ourselves. But also, when you see what he's done today in this this area, he deserves a lot of credit.
Just on Paddy McCarthy, have you been given a prognosis, Simon?
Yeah, he's going to be out for a few weeks, to be fair, with the knee injury that he suffered. It's to do with his major ligament. So it's very unfortunate, for first and foremost, for Paddy, because coming to us, he was raring to go. He was looking forward to the challenge. But obviously, for us as a football club, we're disappointed, because we thought we were going to sort of have another extra option for us in terms of that centre-back position. But it happens in football. We move on, and hopefully we're getting back soon and later.
So the loan's over, is it? Where do you stand now?
No, well, look, it's 28 days is the first that we can do anything about it. But there's obviously a situation where we're trying to speak to Palace about sort of how we can sort of resolve an issue. And at this moment in time, Peter's dealing with that. But he's going to rule him out of the first month of his loan spell, that's for sure. Anything after that, then we'd like to have him available for selection. So we'll see where we get in the next few days. But I said, nothing can be done before 28 days anyway.